Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
The tax rate will be reduced to a new low of 5.3%, easing Missourians' tax burdens yet again. Thanks to common sense, responsible spending, and working with the General Assembly. With this will be the second time our administration has cut taxes for Missourians.
Governor Mike Parson there giving his State of the State address yesterday down in the state capitol, and we have him on the phone this morning. Governor Parson, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, Mark. Hey, good tunes this morning when you started that thing off. It made me feel like when I got out and walked to work this morning, that's about how I felt when I walked outside.
Yeah, a little cold, huh? Yeah, I know that. No kidding. Hey, great to have you on this morning. Carl was looking for some country music for you, and he couldn't turn it around before we got you on the radio.
Hey, he did fine. I like that better now. That's good.
So, you know, I played that bite there about reducing taxes. Clearly, that's one of your focuses yesterday in the State of the State address.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing that we've said all along. You know, we can be able to cut people's taxes and make people less where they don't have to pay the taxes if we can keep the economy going. And that's the whole theory, the whole plan of what we're trying to do. When we start talking about workforce development, we talk about infrastructure, and we start bringing jobs here and unemployment numbers go down, you don't have to just keep charging people taxes all the time. You can make it if you just run a good business, a business atmosphere, and just do a good job at being efficient or doing a better job of being efficient. And that's exactly what we're doing. So we're able to cut those taxes. And I'm not for sure if we can keep going like we are again. Mark, I think we'll be able to cut it next year again. I think you'll be able to see another tax cut come in.
Yeah. Yeah. Governor, what's the biggest difference you see between your State of the State address this year and 1 year ago? I mean, clearly we've got all of this federal money that's come into the state. We got a huge surplus here in Missouri. What do we do with that money? I mean, clearly we've got a pretty good fiscal record in Missouri of not wasting funds.
Right. Yeah, Mark. I think one, you got to know the two differences. With the federal money coming down, that train has left Washington, D.C. It's here. The money's here. We just got to be able to figure out how to spend it wisely. That's just the facts of it. But I also think people need to realize our state, thank goodness, because we've kept businesses open, because we didn't shut people down, we didn't do all the mandates some of the other states did with all their policies, we're able, instead of backfilling this federal money into different things or making up loss, we don't need that. So we can really invest it in a lot of good things for the future of Missouri. I think the discipline part will be, for me, for the legislators out there, is making sure we're looking at long-term investments. That's why you're going to see probably a lot of building going on, things that you're going to be able to generate jobs with, and it's going to be here 10, 15, 20 years, long after any of us is gone. What I don't want to do is just go out here and start a bunch of new programs foolishly, and all of a sudden, 5 years from now, we're saying, well, where did $2 billion go? So I think investing it wisely and still being, responsible and conservative principles to that.
Well, I mean, I know that you figured I'd probably bring this up today, but I'll mention it anyway. Part of the money is infrastructure money, right? And part of the money is COVID relief money?
Yeah, most of it's going to be infrastructure money. I mean, there will be some COVID relief money in there. But, you know, we got to get government out of the business of being in the COVID business is what we have to do. At some point, that has to be a healthcare issue like any other healthcare's out there. And so I don't know that we want to look and say, okay, this we're going to put a big pool of money from now on into COVID-19, because it's not. We're going to come out of COVID-19. That day will get here. But we got to realize what the bulk of that needs to be spent on infrastructure to be able to prepare. And I'll give you an example of that. I don't know what – University of Missouri, let's just pick them out there. You know, with their nuclear site up there where they're making precision medicine. You know, maybe that's where it really needs to be invested when you talk about COVID-19. How are we going to develop more drugs? How are we going to develop pharmaceutical-type things that save people's lives? Those are the kind of investments I'm thinking about.
Well, yeah, I wonder. I mean, I brought up the gas tax to you when I was down there in Jeff City with you for the opening of the legislature. How does this work? I mean, we're bringing in more tax revenue that was designed for infrastructure to begin with the gas tax, right? Now we got all this extra money on top of that.
That's exactly right. That's true, Mark. We do. But the thing, I think you got to separate those two. That federal money is kind of a one-time money, I want to say. They're sending that down. But the reality of it is we just don't want to go out there and try to spend this money in a year's time or 2 years' time. We need to invest that wisely for the next several years. You know, I'm going to be here the next 3 years. So during that time, I hope we keep planning for the next stage and the next stage. But we don't have to go out here and spend money, you know, like drunken sailors just right off the bat, you know.
Well, we're glad for that. That's for sure. We've seen enough evidence of that around the country and our neighboring state over in Illinois here, for sure. So Governor, I'm going to have Senator Bob Onder on here at the top of the hour at 8 o'clock. And one thing we're going to talk about is this redistricting battle that's going on down the street from you there. There's a big debate. It looks like that, you know, the House completely rejected a 7-1 redistricting map. It looks like there's going to be a 6-2 map. What's going on in your office down there? Are you which one of these maps are you in support of? Are you looking for Democrat support to get this thing passed so that we can enact it before the election in August?
Well, I think one thing is really clear here. There is a responsibility for the legislatures to try to get a map done. If not, it goes to the courts is where it goes. It's a legislative responsibility. We've tried to kind of stay out of that as much as we can because they need to figure out, are they going to do a 7-1 map? Because we've been told both ways. You know, many people says, hey, we're going to do a 7-1 map. I said, okay, fine, send us a 7-1 map. And if you're going to send 6-2, send us 6-2. But I think the first thing they got to do is figure out what is it they are going to get done if they are going to get either map done. I don't know yet. So for me to jump in and say this is going to be the map that I support, because I don't know what that map looks like, Mark, and I don't think anybody does until the Senate gets it. What are they going to do with it? Are they going to send back a 7-1 map, or are they going to accept a 6-2 map? I don't know yet.
But yeah. Governor, you've been through this many times as a legislator, and I've looked at the map that they've passed out of the House now. It does appear it would weaken Congressional District 2, which is Ann Wagner's seat here in St. Louis. If something that weakened CD2 landed on your desk, would you veto it and send it back to them?
Oh, I don't. I'd be early for me to say that, but I doubt that. I mean, if I get a map on my desk, you know, and the legislators stamp their approval on, I'm not sure why I'd be vetoing it, you know. But again, I want to be careful about that, Mark, because I just don't know how those things look out until it gets here. And I normally don't commit to anything before that. But, you know, if the legislators can agree on maps and they get something sent to me, I don't know if there's any reason I'm going to veto any map.
Would you encourage, though, Governor, them to send you something that's got six strong Republican congressional districts? Because it looks to me like what they're doing now might not do that.
Oh, no. Yeah. I mean, it's either going to be a 6-2 or a 7-1. It's going to be a very strong Republican map. I can just tell you that right now. I mean, I'm not interested in weakening anything. Matter of fact, you know, I think there is some things you can do to make a very strong 6-2 map. And I would be looking not only this year, but I would be looking, how's this map going to look, trying to get a focus on 10 years from now.
Right.
When they do it again. And then where do we get competitive in some of those districts where we do maybe have a 7-1 map? you know.
Yeah, it's a good point. You know, Governor, before I let you go, I saw yesterday you ordered the flags around the state to half staff. We're burying a St. Louis firefighter, a hero today, Ben Polson, who died in the line of duty.
You know what, Mark? I made a little reference to that when yesterday in the State of the State, you know, when I was at the tarmac in Lambert earlier this year with Corporal Schmidt. I've just been to too many of these funerals, too many visitations, it seems like, this year. I mean, it's just like we've been to a lot of them. And I tell you, my heart and soul just goes out to these people. I mean, these young men, middle-aged men, women, that just give their lives for all of us every day. I tell you what, if we can't thank them and if we can't show respect and honor to them, you know, I don't know who we are as a people anymore. These people are doing things that none of us want to do. And to be right honest about it, and it just hurts me when I hear people complain and gripe and say this is not good enough. Well, everybody that takes that oath to protect us, whether it's a firefighter, whether it's law enforcement, it's EMTs, we need to. They deserve the respect, and we need to show it to them. But you know, somebody makes the ultimate sacrifice like this, all of us need to pay attention to that. Everybody needs to step back just for a moment and think about how fortunate we are to have people like that out there that's willing to sacrifice their lives for us.
Well said. Governor Mike Parson, thanks for your time this morning.
All right, Mark. Thanks. Hey, turn the tunes up, man.
Hey, we'll do it. Yeah, thanks, Governor. We'll
be. See
all right, take care. Governor Mike Parson there. Like a little AC/DC.
See, just when you think you pigeonhole him.
I know.
Nicely done.
I know. Carl. Well done. Well done on the music there, Carl.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.